This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, and welcome to Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and we are joined once again by Sarah. How are you, Sarah?
Good. How are you?
So very good. Thank you for coming all the way back here. Where are you from?
I am from Dartmouth, Massachusetts.
Oh, is that far?
It's only about 45 minutes.
Okay. So how's the traffic, though?
It's not bad, actually.
All right. So, well, thank you for coming down here, but nevertheless, I'm sure it was a little bit of a ride. How are things? How was Juniors?
Juniors was great.
Yeah.
Everything went.
And did your daughter absolutely love it?
She did.
Oh, I'm so glad. And for people that would like to see pictures of that, you can go on Patriots.com/cheerleaders to see all the pictures from game day and even from the camp, all that good stuff. So what else do you do besides being a cheerleader? Last time we got to hear about your amazing experience, you know, and being a rookie and everything. But what do you do when the uniform's not on?
Well, I own a dance studio in Rhode Island. So that's pretty much what I do full time.
And what do you teach?
I teach everything from ballet, tap, jazz, hip hop.
But what is your favorite thing to teach?
Tap would probably be my most favorite.
Yeah?
Yes.
That is awesome. I love tap. Do you do more like hip hop songs, I should say?
We do a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do a
mix.
And
you still do the classical stuff?
Yep, I do a couple of different styles of tap. So I do the soft shoe, and then I do more of the grounded type.
Right.
Like hooking.
I just remember when I was little, and, you know, you'd always hear, when you were little and you're in tap, because every mom puts their daughter in tap, and you hear these songs that you've never heard before, and you're like, okay, and it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have those songs?
I don't use them as much, but that's what I grew up listening
yeah,
to.
Yeah, everybody. Every dance person that's ever taken a class of dance knows the tap songs studios use. But that's fine. Does your daughter take dance with you?
She does.
And does she love it?
She does. She's at the studio every day with me because that's what I do.
Right.
So whether she likes it or not, she's in. She's there.
She's in the recitals.
But she's taking a liking to it. So
and when do you have your recitals?
I just actually had my show in July.
Oh,
so I
that's
do
a
it
good time.
Late. Yeah.
So they have all year to really practice, and when they get out of school, they have even more time.
Yeah,
so
I think it's good to keep them going, because once they're out of school, it's like they really have nothing to do.
Right.
In it. They still want to do it.
Good for you.
Thanks.
So what else is going on? Have you had any good promos lately?
I did. I went to the training camp.
And this is your first training camp.
Yes, it was.
So it was hot.
It was definitely hot, and the lines were long. There was lots of kids, but it was a great experience.
I'm sure. Did you get to actually see any of practice?
I didn't.
No. No, that's fun to just kind of see how they train and, you know, how they actually practice. It's kind of interesting. So if you ever get a chance, you know, maybe next year.
I definitely would like to check it out.
So how was your first game? Did you love it?
I did. I absolutely loved it. It was such an amazing experience.
And were you nervous at all?
I was nervous, but...
But you overcame that.
Yeah.
That's
excitement
always good.
Excitement overtook that, so.
Which is always good.
Yes.
And what else is going on in the world of Sarah?
Not much, really. Just doing summer classes over at my studio. Still practicing, obviously, with cheerleading and getting ready.
Right.
For the season opener, and I can't wait for that, so.
That's exciting. When are you going to actually believe that this is like the season?
I don't think I will ever believe it.
No,
because I'm waiting. I'm constantly waiting just to feel a different feeling, and I just feel like it's not going to hit me probably until the season's over,
which hopefully will be in late February.
Yes.
So, are we hoping for a Super Bowl experience this year?
Oh, of course, of course.
We'll knock on wood for you.
Yes.
And who is your favorite player?
My favorite player is Tom Brady, of course.
Tom Brady, of course. Of course. Well, how can you not like Tom Brady?
Yeah. Damn right.
The guy just works wonders. So, of course, everybody appreciates Tom Brady and everything he does.
I'm also wicked handsome.
And yes, he is pretty good looking.
Just a bit.
So what else is going on in your world? with cheerleading, I mean, practice is going to soon be changing Tuesday and Thursdays. You'll have your Saturdays free.
Oh, I can't wait.
And what are you going to do?
I don't even know what I'm going to do with my Saturdays. I might even just stay home for the first Saturday.
Sleep in and
soak it all up. Stay home all day and I'll love it.
I can imagine. I remember. Yeah. So you'll sleep in, you'll go out, maybe do some shopping around 12.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then have a break. Who knows? Yep. A nap here or there. So what would you say to girls that, you know, kind of admire you and look up to you and are saying, you know, I want to be her when I finally can? What do you say to them? Like, what should they start doing now?
Definitely just keep taking classes, keep training. That's the number one thing to do. And no matter what you want to do, as long as you set your mind to it, you can definitely do it and just keep practicing.
And I completely agree with you to keep taking classes, because a lot of the Patriots cheerleaders, at least, you know, everything's choreographed. So you have to learn and you have to perform what you learn, and you can't really put your own spin on things. So to take classes and, you know, get the technical stuff down is a huge help.
Yeah, it's good to get used to other people's styles and trying to mimic their style.
Right.
Of course.
And I'm sure you see that in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have different teachers there?
Yep, we have about 5 different teachers. So,
have you ever taken their classes?
Oh, yeah, I take their classes all the time.
And is it fun?
Yes.
Like, because, awesome. I mean, because you own the place, so you know this is what I do all the time. This is how I dance. Yep. So to take classes with other people must be fun.
Oh, it's great. Yep. Like, and I not only take classes at my studio, but I go
other places.
Elsewhere. Yep. Like, I'll go to New York and LA to take class.
Yeah.
And just stay fresh, and it's good.
Yeah, I'm sure. Plus, that's fun.
Yes.
Like, that's so much fun.
Yep.
You are living the dream, honey.
Yes, I am.
Good for you. So we have practice tonight.
Yes.
What are we going to go over tonight? Anything good? New dances?
Yes, new dances.
Always get ready for the weekend.
Oh,
new games coming up. Always new stuff. How about those new uniforms? How excited are you for those?
Oh, so excited. They're so beautiful. And
they are beautiful. Is that your favorite outfit? I mean, because I know you haven't gotten a chance to wear them all, but is this your favorite, or are you looking forward to wearing a different uniform?
No, so far this is my favorite outfit.
The white one?
Yes.
Yes. The white one is so cute.
Yes,
and if you haven't seen it yet, again, you can go on patriots.com/cheerleaders to see all the pictures of them. Well, anyway, Sarah, thank you so much for coming by to talk to me.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it all the time. Come by again.
Yes,
Let me know how the season went. Let me know how the studio's going. Maybe I'll come by and take a class.
Good.
Since
sounds good to me.
45 minutes away. I could do some freshening up. Thank
awesome.
You, honey.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.